死了。درود بھیجے گا محمد و آل محمد پر. فاتحہ. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بار دیگر درود بھیجے گا محمد و آل محمد پر. اللهم صل على محمد و آل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين سيما بقية الله في الأرزين. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا. درود بھیجے گا محمد وعلى محمد پر. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. الحمد لله. Now it is the 11th day that we are conducting this program. By the grace of Allah, we did this great ceremony and Zikr Sayyidul Shuhada to thank Allah on this blessing and to ask Him to give us more tawfiqat so we could carry on with this great blessing. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. صلى على محمد وآل محمد. And this is the last lecture of this series, so I would like to complete the discussion which we had started. And before concluding this, I would like to add some more points in it. One of the important points is that ilm or knowledge is never the destination, it is only the path. So if you are having knowledge, more and more knowledge, according to a tradition, every knowledge will be a burden on the day of judgment until unless it has been practiced. So piling up the knowledge is not the fun, it's not the way we have been taught. Practicing the knowledge is more important. So whatever you have achieved in your life as knowledge, and if I could add something in it, this is not the matter how much we have gained it. The matter is how much we have practiced it. And alhamdulillah, I know and I do believe that our problem is not lack of knowledge. Our problem is that of lack of practice. We have too much. Now, in your 40s, might be, or 50s, you would have listened to thousands of majalis. And alhamdulillah, people much better than me have came here, visited, delivered their lectures. So there is no problem of lack of knowledge. The problem, real problem, lies in the practice. So more and more practice is required. And in the Holy Quran you can see this. Whenever the Holy Quran says Amanu, the next sentence is always Alladhina Amanu, the next sentence is Amilus Salihat. Alladhina Amanu wa Amilus Salihat. So the Holy Quran says that Iman and Amal Salih can never be separated. So why ilm is separate? Sometimes we have knowledge but we don't have practice, because it has not reached the level of Iman. It is only knowledge, ilm. So if we think more over our knowledge and we try to practice it, then we will get the status of Iman and Amal Salih. This is the first point. The second point is, you cannot change your life in a day or in a month or even in a year. Change and tazkiyah nafs, purification of soul, is an ongoing process. It lasts for tens of years of our life. Now you can see great Urfa Ayatullah Dasghaib, after around 40 years of his practices regarding purification of soul, on a day his students saw him happy more than usual. They said, "We feeling you are happy today." He said, "After 40 years of practices, today I realized that I could control myself." Now this much work has been required. You can't think that if we started a day or two of practices, then we will achieve something. No, this will be the starting. We have many traditions, and the traditions sometimes explain how much time it takes. So we have many traditions which says that if you start a practice, you need 360 days to bring the impact of that practice. And usually zikr, azkar, which we recite, usually they have this kind of requirement. 360 days. Now, there are traditions which says why it happens so late, but normally it takes time. So you cannot change yourself in a few days. It needs time. So, and only those practices which could get deep rooted impact on our soul, that will be rewarded truly. So if I perform a good act of help and I help someone today, it never means that I am the person which will be rewarded for helping others. This is not my routine. This is once I did. And if it could come without any pressure on myself, it could become my habit of helping others, then it will leave the impact on my spirit. So you know, and we know, that mankind will be raised and they will be given another life on the day of judgment. That life and that title of a person will depend on the practices, deep-rooted practices of a person. So if a person may be called on that day the one who helped others, this is not because he helped once or twice or three times, because it was his routine and he was doing that without any pressure on him. That was his habit. Then he will be titled on the day of judgment, this was the person who did that thing. So if I want to be titled on the day of judgment with a good title, I need it to make it my habit. And the sign of habit, that it comes without any pressure, without any burden, without even intention. So if a person is telling lie and today he would control himself, this is not the result. Bring it to the position that it becomes your habit to say the right thing. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And if a personal life comes after so many times, then surely change in society never comes so quickly. If you want to change society, you need time, you need hard work. Sometimes it takes years of hard work, and then you can see a little bit of change in the society. So I'm sure if I do think that 10 days or 11 days I could bring any change, it is just an imagination. But the real thing, that we could start anything, this is the real problem. If you could start a process, this process can lead us to the change. So always try to be the person who could start something in the society. I cannot bring the change, and if I was right, on the right path, then I have to start a process, and this process will bring the change. So always have to do something in the society. And sometimes we complain that others are not coming with us. This is not sure that others will help us. Why they should help us? We have no authority to ask anyone to help us. What we are responsible is to do what we think it is important to be done. So if this is the right thing which we are doing, and we are doing this sincerely, and we are asking Allah to help us, then surely people will come to help us. And it will be done. We have to do what we can do, and the rest will be inshallah from Allah, and it will be completed. Another point is to be the man who gives something. This is the real problem. Materialism has given us selfishness. We are selfish sometimes if we are caught in the material ideology. And this world is full of material ideology. This materialism gives every person orientation on him, on his own self. Be the man who gives. And what is the sign? If I give to my, is this a sign that I am the person who gives? No. If I remember what others have given me, and I could forget what I have given them, this is the sign that I am the person who gives. If I remember this and that I have given, it means that it is not my practice. Still I am counting. So if I am a person who gives, it will be only when I forget, try to forget what I have given, and try to remember what others have given. And the same comes with the community. If you try to get something from community, you will hurt the community. It will be destroyed. But if you try to give something, then it will be alive. Then it will work. And we know Allah said, is there anyone who could give loan to Allah? And then He will turn back the loan many times. We know if we give something, it will never ever vanish or perish. It will remain. It will remain. And Allah will give us many times of what we have given. So even being selfish requires us to give something. Even if we are selfish, then it requires to give something. So always try to be the man of giving something. And this is truly difficult in this society. Truly difficult in these days. Because materialism all over has grasped our ideology. And we are always looking that people should give us, community should give us. And the other sign, if I give little, I think it is more. And if others give us something, we think it is very little. This is another problem with us. So I know this is not going to change very, very quickly. This is what we have learned from this society, from this world. And only those who could see after that, only those who could learn the life after death or beyond matter, only those people could get this ideology of giving. Inshallah, may Allah bless us to be the man who tries to give. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And the point regarding our children, if you want to teach them anything, practice it. This is the easiest way to teach them. If you want them to pray first time, pray first time. Yourself do that. They will learn it. If you want them to be trustworthy, be trustworthy. If you want them to learn truthfulness, don't tell any lie. They will learn it. So you can't teach them by words, and you can easily teach them by your practices. Whatever practices they are looking in you, they will learn. This is the process. And very few exceptional cases comes in this society. So you want to teach them generosity, be generous. And nauzubillah, if otherwise was happening with me, my children will learn that thing. So this is very common. It's a common rule. Want to teach something, you have to practice it. You want to teach them to be a man of God, man of Allah, who remember Allah in his difficulties, in his joys, and in his happiness, show it from your own self. They will learn it. But if they were looking at you in another way, they were looking at me that in the time of problems, I'm looking somewhere else, not towards Allah. At the time of my enjoyment, I'm doing something else. So they will learn it. And then when I will become older, then when I am in the need of their help, and then I will ask Allah, why they are not helping me? Why they are not straight with me? Why they are doing this and why they are doing that? All because of my own self. I did something wrong, that will come to me in the shape of my children doing something wrong with me. And don't think these children will not learn from what we are doing with our society. They will learn it. They will learn everything. Because this is what God has created the universe on. This is the process of learning. And everything reacts. So you can judge what is happening here. You can judge. If you and I are looking at the community and we say that love is lesser in our community than the earlier times, be sure it is from something from us happening. Otherwise this was not the case. So try to judge yourself. And this is very difficult. Everyone wants to call himself innocent. Everyone says that I am the innocent person, the rest are doing mistake. This is the simple practice. But you can change it. Sit somewhere, be alone, and ask yourself, okay, all of them are making mistakes. What mistakes am I doing? Am I doing something wrong? Because society is a reflection of what is happening in our own self. Be good in your own self. The society will be good. At least it will be good with you. At least it will be good what you are doing. So, with these very minor rules, you can change yourself. You can change society. And I have told you many times, I practice these rules. I did that and I saw the change in my life. Being straight, being positive, being helpful, not at that level which I am telling, but at least I tried some of the levels. A few of the starting points I could do, and alhamdulillah I saw the results. And I always try to say that this is what I am teaching to my children. I always try to say on the minbar, when I am on the minbar, the best which I have learned. I should not keep anything from saying. The best with what I have learned, I teach my children. And this is what I try to mention here. So this is the essence of what I have learned, though it is very small and it looks very minor, but I know it is the way to change. So inshallah, this will increase somehow the positive force of the society. And when you go through the experience, you will learn many things. And inshallah, if time comes, you teach me and you tell me, inform me what you have learned. I will try to learn inshallah from you too. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And though it is sometimes a practice ritual type, but okay, I'm saying it by my heart that during these lectures I might have said something which might have hurt someone. This is also a common practice. I cannot take care of everything. I am not innocent. I make mistakes. Lots of mistakes in my English. Lots of mistakes. But, okay, I have sincerity. So, sincerely I ask everyone, if I have hurt you, please forgive me. It was not in my intention, and surely Allah will make me better to do anything good for this community and for followers of Ahlul Bayt. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.